RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It is Sunday, right?
Yeah, it is.
Ain't no Tuesday or Thursday afternoon.
When those holidays come in the middle of the week, man, they just get you all turned around, right?
What? I feel like I just flew here from New Zealand, the way everything's all topsy-turvy. But we are here at 6:35 on this 28th day of December. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And we can still say happy holidays, right?
Yeah, we can.
Happy holidays to all y'all up in or down there out in Riverdale.
Out in Riverdale.
In Riverdale.
Where a river runs through it.
Yes. I never saw that movie, but
there actually is a river.
Pardon?
There actually is a real
river. No, I know that. From working with you, I've discovered you're like that part in Ghostbusters where you find out there's a river underneath the museum. You've been telling me about bodies of water that are underneath parts of this city that folks did up at an airport.
Well, you can't see it, but it's there. You're going to peel back the runway? We can't do
I don't
that.
Know, but that, I've learned that from working with you, man. You know there's some water underneath there.
It's down up under there.
You know there's a river over here. I didn't know about this stuff. My thing is, what's in them rivers? Or where do they come out at?
Water.
I got that. Any kind of fish in there?
Oh, yeah, they got fish in. I don't know if the fish is under the airport, but once they get the water comes out and it becomes the real river, then that's fish.
Well, see, now, that's an interesting thing that you just said. Why is it not a real river underneath the airport?
It's that.
It's running through there, right?
But not running through the airport. It's underneath the runway.
I got
runway.
It. It's running through underneath the airport.
Underneath the airport.
Yeah.
And it pops out. If you go right Clark Howell Road, if you see that off 285.
Okay.
There around the international runway there. You cut in it right there, and you come off Clark Howell Road, you make the right turn, and you see where it
comes out
drops
there?
Out right there.
You got some folks standing on the side of the road fishing in there?
If you go a little further down. Not right there where it comes out, but if you go Lower Riverdale Road or Upper Riverdale Road, whatever. You see guys out there trying to get dinner.
My thing is this. How did you know it was underneath the airport? Yeah. Like, when did you learn that?
What? But it has to come out from somewhere. That's what. It
just so you just decided it's
no,
underneath the airport.
No, the Flint River, because as a matter of fact, I saw the Flint River yesterday.
Okay, you were talking about that.
I tell you, did you see a picture of what else I discovered yesterday?
No. You sent a picture, but I didn't notice anything new in it. It looked like it was.
Noelle's over here.
She's busy.
All right. Well, I'm saying I sent a picture. I showed y'all, and Noelle reacted to the picture I sent.
Wait a something minute. Let me look here.
Something that is in Georgia that most people don't know is in Georgia. Wawa.
Oh, I'm once again thinking of that. You know, I love this place.
Do you?
They got one in Sarasota. I went to go see my father. I used to get one there at 2 a.m. Could get a cheeseburger.
It's right, and like I heard about this
kinds
joint.
Of stuff.
I've heard about it, but I never actually seen one.
And they make it right there for you. It's not one of those you pull out of a machine or nothing.
No,
you can get one, and there's a dude back there making a chicken sandwich.
Noelle, what you know about this? Stuff, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
And what you know about this place?
Yeah, I've been in Philly when I was roaming around the local Philly area some years ago, and then I noticed that they started popping up in Savannah, and I was like, "Wawa in Savannah?"
Yeah.
And now you're telling me they're in Albany. They're creeping closer.
I asked the manager. I said, you guys got something here we don't have in Atlanta. He said, it's on the way.
Exactly. I said, Quick Trip going to have another one to compete with.
Because that's what is more like a Quick Trip. I don't put it in the same category with Bucky's.
I was just about to say.
No, I don't do that.
At my eulogy,
yep.
They're going to talk about how you have turned me on. First, all these gas station stops that you have introduced me to.
Clean restrooms and good gas prices.
Clean restrooms, Bucky's food, brisket. Okay, it was all right thing for me before, but now I can't drive. When I was going down to see my father, rest in peace, I could not come back up through here when I got to Macon. My mouth would get all ready for some Bucky's.
I had to get that brisket.
And take it home with me. Right. And I had the meal planned. I was going to make some mac and cheese.
Yep.
And then when I was eating right, I take the bread
take
off.
Take the
I
bread just off had the break bread. Yeah, you the brisket. Yeah, there you go.
That's you. Now it's Wawa. You're introducing me to another place.
I really didn't get anything to eat there yesterday because I was going to meet my nieces. I was going to eat with them. So I just got something with soda, but I just wanted to check the place out because
I just
heard about it. I'd never been in it. And the menu is like, you know, they got a pretty deep menu for
it.
Yeah. You know?
The only thing that's missing, you pull up
to a place and the parking spots are all numbered. And I guess when you get your stuff ready, good. Now it's spot number so and so.
Yeah, okay, I can see
you know,
that.
You know, yeah, it's
all nice and organized. Ready
I only feel bad that I didn't get a chance now to share a gas station story with him. And I would have loved to have taken you to the mobile station. They might have changed gas stations, but the place over the interstate up in Illinois.
Yeah.
When you drive down the toll or up the toll roads 294.
Yep.
When you pull off for gas, you go off to the road, then you come back over the road, and you is like a Wendy's or a Stuckey's or whatever the restaurant is.
Right.
And you can sit there and eat as the traffic's going underneath you there. They haven't seen it at the Blues Brothers.
Okay.
Where they pull over at a mobile station
okay.
and they go to make a call. And that's at one of those over the highway gas stations.
Okay.
I wanted to have taken you there. Because the first time I took Tracy there, she was like,
yeah.
And took her to the post office and the Eisenhower Expressway. You drive in before you get into downtown Chicago. But everybody, this is a sports show here.
Yeah.
And we will be talking. We're trying to actually stall it so we don't have to talk about Georgia Tech from yesterday,
man. That just hurts.
That's like a toothache.
That hurts. Oh, my goodness,
How
man.
Did this – is it one of those where it was deja vu all over again?
It's one of them things, Greg, where, you know – and I'm driving back, so I'm listening to it as I'm driving back from down in South Georgia. And I'm like, okay, 21-10. Okay, this sounds good. And then third quarter, I'm
third quarter, second half, period.
Nothing got on the board in the third quarter. I said, I don't like how this feels. You know, mm-hmm. you know, you go into the fourth quarter and you didn't score on these guys. And, man – I mean, to drop that game, I think it's just heartbreaking for Tech. And the last game for Haynes King. And now you want to, you know, you were watching the offense because Chris Winkie's calling the plays now with Buster Faulkner going on to Florida. So this was his first game really getting the keys to the car to do the play calling. And it, you know, looked like it was going well the first half. You got some breaks, you know, your special teams. You had a muffed punt, a kick there. And so you got a break. You scored points there. But, man, the second half that you couldn't
get. They just decided they were going to make somebody else beat them. And, I mean, listen, third quarter, no points on either side. But the defense, something happened in that fourth quarter. They gave up 15, man. And it was just – it was hard to watch. And it was frustrating more than anything.
Because
you know what they could do. You've seen it. And you didn't expect BYU to put the clamps on the way they did.
Yeah. And it was a big win with BYU being ranked 12th and Georgia Tech 22nd. It would have been a really great way to end the season that had the disappointment, obviously, down the stretch, you know, not getting a chance to go to the ACC, you know, championship game, playing your way out of a chance to be in the in the playoff. You know, so to me, to have won that game yesterday would have been a good way to bounce back and finish your season. That had been a great season. But, man, just to lose that way, ouch.
But my question is, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 A Game, did Haynes King do anything, to diminish what people have thought of him at that next level? Those last couple games he's had did not ring like what we saw in the first part of this season.
The competition got a little bit steeper,
It did, but that's what you want to see him step up and be something during those games, because you can get to the next level. Every game is like, you know, playoffs, what he's seeing in the college level. And he's been around a minute.
I mean, 22 of 40, 270 yards, two touchdowns, and boy, interception there at the end. And then he runs for 31. So he didn't really count for a lot of things as far as running. Let the other guys do most of the running. Usually Georgia Tech can run. If he's throwing for over 250 yards and Tech runs for over 130 yards on the ground, usually that means that Georgia Tech win.
Usually.
But not yesterday.
They take the loss. You had some other games that were played yesterday, Virginia over Missouri in the Tech Slayer Gator Bowl. That used to be one of the biggest games, one of the biggest bowl games.
You think
Gator
so?
Bowl. The Gator Bowl.
Well, it's just been around a long time.
Yeah, so I'm saying. It used to be one of the biggest ones. Kinder's Texas Bowl. Houston beats LSU. Boy, LSU. That program.
LSU
right
just,
now.
They're just waiting. They're just waiting.
Yeah, they just sit back and going.
Minding the time.
People right. Just like rooting for lingerie when it comes to their team. 7-6, they finish the season. San Diego State loses to North Texas. In the New Mexico Bowl. You had East Carolina over Pitt in the Go Bowling Military Bowl. How do you describe?
And then Clemson up at the Penn State.
I was just about to say, how do you describe Clemson's season? Both of these programs.
Clemson and Penn State.
I was going to say, both of these programs, you push them, put them over here and do a 30-for-30 on them for 2025. My goodness.
Yeah. And they're out there in the cold. I mean, you know, bowl game's supposed to be a reward.
The bad boy bowler's pinstripe bowl.
That looked more like a punishment, man. Those guys were out there. They had snow scraped off. You know, New York has some serious snow.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, really the Penn State guys were out there in short sleeve shirts, but Dabo them had them parkas on. Going to South Carolina like, whoa, man.
Here's my question. More than anybody.
Is that a reward or a punishment?
It's punishment, I would think, for those two programs.
I mean, to get to play football in Yankee Stadium, okay.
Yeah, but if you're doing it in June, that's one thing. If you're doing it like you said yesterday, no, I don't want to go up there then. But my thing is this. You got two – okay, first of all, James Franklin is gone.
Yes.
And you know what they got to do up there at Happy Valley. My thing is, what must be going through Dabo's mind at just somber moments when he thinks about – the changing landscape of his sport.
7-6.
Yeah. Not just his record, but is he going to get that prime? See, before, a few years ago, you were sitting here trying to sell me on Dabo possibly going to Alabama.
Yeah.
If Nick Saban were to.
Yeah.
And, of course, then there was no talk of him leaving.
That talk bubbled up a little bit after that first loss for Alabama this year when they lost to Florida State.
Now, you talk about DeBoer's being, you know, if he'd have lost his last game – there was already talk about him going to Michigan.
Yeah.
The fact that they're talking about him going anywhere is why I broached this subject. They ain't all happy with him there, regardless of what happens.
Yeah.
They just seem like they're looking at him with a scar. Okay, yeah, all right, you won that one. All right, well, we saw what you did during the season. They just got a thing about him. What if Dabo makes himself available? Now, as that's a revisited conversation?
I don't think he does. I think he's... And I won't say he's got the folks at Clemson like, look, where were you before I showed up here, before I took over here? Where were you? And I think that's still something that he's able to tell people, you know, you got to give me some room. You got to give me some time to regroup, to figure out this new way, this new landscape.
But you got to show us that you are willing to bend.
Well,
that's the problem.
He's had to do some of that.
He's going to have to do more.
He's had to do some of that, you know. But he still wants to have a thing where he still goes out and recruit players and get them in and build them up. And, you know, that's the thing that a lot of coaches are skipping. And somebody else does the development. You don't get involved with the development. We want guys who are already ready to go out and perform. And so he's going to have to inject more of that into his program, and, obviously.
And I don't know if this if they have one yet, but you see these top programs getting themselves a little general manager, right?
Yeah.
To handle some of this stuff that Dabo has, at least the top coaches had to initially think about. Then you saw Andrew Luck going in Stanford and all these other these people who are taking those jobs in the NIL world.
I'm sure they probably got somebody like that. I mean, some people do it, and it's someone who's had previous attachment to the program, and so it's a name that's there. And basically, they, you know, they let the coach know, hey, this for this position, this is what we got. For this position, this is what we got. This person plays this position, they already got 2 years of experience. This is what we got.
If you're a top
and that's the thing, that the coach doesn't have to come up with that figure. Somebody else comes
somebody
up
Somebody else
with
will.
Right.
My thing
says,
this is
this. What you got.
I think that right now he got to kill perception. Because the perception is, the fact that we're talking about this, that Dabo is late to the party. That that program is late. Now, they're going to be the players are going to be talking to each other and they're going to be asking questions.
Everybody exchanging
perception was that he was unbendable as far as the new rules and how to acclimate himself to what the world is like in college football in 2025.
I think now you want to see if he's figured out and just how much he has. And I think that's what you want to do. If you are attracted to the Clemson program, you know where Clemson is. You know what they mean to this conference. It's very important.
Well, that's a whole other episode of Oprah, this ACC right now.
It's very important that Clemson become and be Clemson. It's very, not just for them, but for the ACC, right? They need them to be
Clemson. Let me ask you a question. Why is that?
Because right now
ACC is looking at Miami as that
They need to have more than one.
Oh, I understand that.
Right.
But
they need Clemson to be Clemson, Miami to be strong as well, and some other
and
folks
Georgia
to get on
Tech,
board.
By
right.
The way, too.
Right. You know, Virginia Tech. You know, Franklin can go up there and get them to be what they were in the days of Frank Beamer. That's what the ACC needs desperately.
Yeah, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Check out the website, 92.9thegame.com. If you got any questions about any of this stuff we're talking about, we never give the number out as like we used to. 404-726-0929.
And if you've been to YY and you think it's better than QT or Bucky's, you know.
Well, it ain't Bucky's. It ain't going to be better than Bucky's.
There are some people who say, I put it on my social media. I just put the pictures and I said, oh, have you been to this place? What do you think? And there are some people who actually said they like it better than Bucky's. Now, I don't know about that.
Yeah. No,
but YY. If you've been to YY, and, you know, most of these people who've been like, they say Florida or Virginia, Northern Virginia, the area. People
they said
like
the one
or,
I
or New Jersey. New
Sarasota.
Jersey. Yeah.
So that's the one I would go to.
Yeah.
All right. Is mind-boggling is what happened with Georgia Tech yesterday. What's up with these Hawks?
Man.
And we had a whole conversation, an uplifting conversation about, you know, things are turning and Trey's back down. Everybody's, you know, they've done double dutch and they all figured it out. So, you know, going into this game against the Knicks, this is the game you kind of turn things around on because right around the corner is Oklahoma City.
Well, I mean, I was there Friday night and they really needed to win Friday night. You know, that would have been good against the Heat. That's the team that's right above them in the division. They lost that game.
Yep.
So it's a string of games that are really important right here going into the new year this week. They got OKC, New Year's Eve, Ant-Man's in town, oh, by the way, for a 3 o'clock start.
Right.
That's a deal. And then you're going to face the Knicks again later in the week. So, I mean, that's these are crucial games for this team to show what they're capable of doing. And, you know, to have a game with a score last night, 128-125, is kind of maddening. Because you say, okay, if you're going to play these guys like this, you had your chances. And you know, you needed to pull this one out big time. And these are losses at home.
Yeah.
We say something if they go on the road.
And they're about to. They're about to. After this OKC, what, they're going, I got Toronto on a back-to-back?
Yep.
I'm just trying to think who they got before Toronto. Oh, yeah, as you said, Minnesota. And then they got New York. So they're going up to the Garden after taking on Ant-Man and then back-to-backs with Toronto.
Yep. And then they got OKC, who's like taking no prisons. But they can't figure out San Antonio for some reason.
No, they cannot. They got this 7'6" dude up there. That's that's what I'm looking forward to for the next decade as far as the NBA. That matchup, that back and forth. Them dudes are locked in at OKC. They all got their long-term contracts. You know they're going to get something going on down there in San Antonio. And they need one more piece. They need one more piece. And I don't want to hear nobody talking about John Morant going down there.
Because
they get rid of him at Memphis. But there's conversations about where he might be shipped off to. I don't know that they would do him that sort of better to send him there. Yeah. I mean, Portland. They're really mad at him for not bringing it to Memphis. That, he might end up there.
Yeah, to Portland, yikes.
Something like that.
Okay.
Well, what's his name is coming back, right?
Yep.
Damian? How long is he out for? Is he out for the year or is he sometime this year coming back?
I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah. And he won't be him anyway. All right. Well, listen, we, again, between the Hawks and Georgia Tech, it was not a good day. We had some great weather around here. We're going to have it again today. We got some cold weather coming up around the corner. But more than anything, as far as what we want to just convey to our audience, be patient out there. The holidays are still here. We got folks buzzing back through our interstates
people
today.
People coming back through town probably today,
probably
right?
Pretty fast.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't know if it's too fast. Because if everybody's out there on the freeway at the same time, no, it won't be fast.
Well, that's true.
No, it
but
won't
those
be fast.
In the action.
So all the more reason to have your patience.
Yeah.
If you have to, get on the freeway.
And
my thing is, if you don't have to be on the freeway today, you know, I probably wouldn't even go out there. I'd stay on the surface streets because that's people who are passing through or coming back, and that, you know, freeways are going to be pretty packed today. I would think.
Now, coming up.
Yep.
Mr. Crenshaw lets you know locally what's going on at top of the 7 o'clock hour. But along with that today, we have a little congratulations tribute, if you will, to somebody who's a regular on the show but has achieved something pretty special. He's going to join us, and we're going to tell you what it is. But we're looking forward to talking to the Sports Rev.
Yes, Sports Rev's got something very special going on.
Leave
right?
it at that. He's going to join you in the 7 o'clock hour. And we got Kyle Sandy, high school basketball, girls and boys, everything you need to know.
Holiday tournaments are still going on. There's a big one over in Marietta, a couple over in Marietta. There's one at Campbell High School. There's one at Marietta High School. And then there's going to be one at Lake Point next week that looking forward to him telling us all about.
And Charles Arbuckle going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour talking college football. And also
we're going to ask him a little bit about what's going on with the Carolina Panthers. He's up in Charlotte. Say, what's in the recipe up there? What are these guys doing? Other than the fact that Bryce Young loves to beat up on Atlanta. What else? What's that going on?
And right? The last little nugget is pay attention as we wind out of the 6 o'clock hour, come back in the 7 o'clock hour. The next couple songs that we rejoin with will be themes to a couple of Noel's favorite, all-time favorite TV shows. And then there will be songs from your favorite shows and the 7 o'clock hour into the 8 o'clock hour. Then there'll be mine. A couple shows. So we just decided to make this a theme show in that way. So music from our favorite TV shows, that is coming up. In the meantime, we are going to be, I can't wait to share this news about Sports Rev that is coming up next. Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning. Noel's on the other side of the glass. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
If you're just joining us, got a little theme show going on this morning where the three of us, Noel is starting things off where we're going to just play some music and our rejoins from our favorite, our all-time favorite TV shows. And this is Noel's.
Yeah.
One of hers. We start off the 7 o'clock hour, Facts of Life. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all in Belvedere Park.
Belvedere Park.
Belvedere Park. Yeah. And thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I wonder what her next one's going to be, which she will do coming back at 7:20.
Don't know.
Then you'll take over for a couple.
Yeah, then I'll
take over.
Yeah.
But big fan of that show. Here's the thing. Were you watching that show when George Clooney showed up on it?
No, because I wasn't here yet. But I've seen every season.
Okay.
And that was exciting when George showed up. It was something different.
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
What's wrong?
No. She said she wasn't here for it, but in the reruns.
Yeah.
That she did see it. All right. I'm looking forward to it. I want to actually think I can guess what the next one might be.
Hmm.
You think you might know what her other favorite TV show is with a nice theme song?
I don't know.
I'm a TV nerd.
Yeah, that's
a lot
the thing.
Of them, especially in the 80s.
That's what I'm saying. I think I have an idea. I'm going to write down 2. And we'll see what's up. Anyway, we got a special guest coming up. But first, whatever you got going on locally, will you let us know, Mr. Crenshaw? She's working on it.
All right. As you work on getting that guest for us. Just mentioned, this is a great time for college basketball in the area. People are coming back from holiday breaks and getting back in action. There's a couple of really double headers today in town over at Georgia State. The Georgia State women play LaGrange at 2 o'clock. The men play Columbia College at 5 o'clock. So if you want to watch college basketball. Meanwhile, over at Georgia Tech, they got 2 games. The women play Wofford at noon, and the men play Florida A&M at 2:30. And it's something special with the game with Florida A&M because they're going to have entertainment by the Atlanta chapter of the Alumni Association of the Marching 100. So they're going to have alumni band, Florida A&M band, will be performing at this game today. So that's going on when you want to catch college basketball. To me, also big coming up, Noel, New Year's Day at Georgia Tech. For people who don't know, the Notre Dame women are here on New Year's Day, 4 o'clock. And that's one of the best shows in women's basketball, right? I mean, they're playing at 4 o'clock start on New Year's Day over at Georgia Tech. So, it's just some great. And plus, you got action over Georgia. The Georgia women, by the way, are 13-0. I think the Georgia men are 11-1 so far. So they're playing some great basketball over in Athens, too. And they're both in action tomorrow. These teams get back to work before they get into conference play, although that game New Year's Day for Georgia Tech will be a conference game. So it's just an idea. We're going to get into high school hoops coming up in just a little while with Kyle Sandy. Do we have our guest? We got him?
No, she's still working on
still
it.
All right. We'll try to get him and see if we can get him on and talk with him a little bit. But that's part of what is happening as far as some college hoops, getting people ready for that. Kennesaw State, obviously their men will come back. I think their first game back will be against Liberty, which is pretty big. Mm-hmm. They're going to go up to Lynchburg and play them, see what they do at Conference USA. Their last game was against Alabama up in Huntsville. They played the Rocket City Classic back on December 21st. So see what they're looking like as they get into Conference USA play on the road. And their next home game will be against Missouri State on January 7th.
There you go.
So that's just some college hoops we talked
there
about.
There you go. Now, if you can't get in front of a TV, we know Falcons are playing tomorrow night.
I ain't getting into that, too, but if you can't get in front of a TV.
If you can't get in front of a TV, okay. Today we have for you Seattle at Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We got Giants at Vegas. And we got Chicago at San Francisco tonight. All of those games.
All of a sudden, that's become a huge game.
Which one?
The Chicago and San Francisco?
Not really, because Green Bay lost, so the Bears got the division.
No, I'm talking about just because of the two teams and where they are. Even in San Francisco, there's some teams that we may see meet again, you know,
right.
in postseason. So but, to me, when you look at their records, to me that's a deal.
Yeah,
look at their records.
The Bears winning the division is crazy.
I understand
is
that. But it's that kind of season, though, Greg. I mean,
crazy.
The usual people we got. I think that's sometimes it's good to have some fresh blood. You know,
yeah, but you didn't expect this.
Playoffs.
And I'm still looking at this as a high wire act with this Bears offense. Caleb Williams, first year with Ben Johnson, check the positive category. Everything's looking good. And it's ascending. So you got to like that. But do I feel confident that these guys are going to make a deep run? Yeah, they could. But, man, he still holds that ball a little too long for me. He's getting past that problem. Ben Johnson's got this little blind spot of his working. But from time to time, and this being the first year, he's getting into the playoffs, he might revert back. That's what I don't want to see. I just don't know if it's going to happen or not. So yes, I'm looking at it with a skunk eye, but
you think,
man,
so?
I just am. When you grow up in that city, you can't help it, right? You just there's the last time there was complete confidence. I think it was '85.
Okay,
that was the last time.
Last time,
even in '16 with the Cubs, they still almost screwed it up there. They had the rain delay, and then it wasn't for Jason Hayward going in there and giving them a pep talk during the rain delay. No telling what would have happened. And then Raldis Chapman almost geez, don't get me started.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
He's still working on the sports rep. So
you see that. I think we may be closing in on him here.
All right. So
you know,
we
watch for that.
Just worrying about that. Sam and Greg again, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. This would be a perfect time, and watch I bring it full circle for a little bit of insignificant information. You ready for this?
Okay.
On this day.
On
you
this
know
day.
who was named Time Magazine Man of the Year in 91.
Oh,
in 91, the Time Magazine Man of the Year was Ted Turner.
Wow. In 91.
You got to remember, 91, we are in the midst of Gulf War, where the Scuds are flying. I think it was 90 when George H.W. pulled the trigger on that and things were – I think it was 90, 91, somewhere in there.
Okay.
The point is that CNN was –
came of age.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bernard Shaw under the bed and bombs going off.
Exactly. Yep. So I think that was the timeline for that. We still working on
No, we got him.
Oh, we got him? All right. Yeah, man, good. do the honors.
Let's bring on someone that we've had on this show. And we're glad to start off our, you know, final Sunday of the year with him. And he's getting ready to take on a new assignment.
And, yeah.
And before he goes, you know, and preaches this morning, Gabriel Stovall, good morning. Welcome to the
morning,
show.
Man.
Welcome to the show.
Yo, Sam and Greg, what's happening? Good to see y'all. Good to hear y'all this morning.
Well, what's happening is you.
Yeah.
Would you like, how do we do this?
Well, first of all, that's our Christmas.
Go ahead.
How was your holiday?
Christmas was amazing. You know, we didn't have a huge gathering. That was kind of by design. So it was just real chill. And it was great, man. I got the chance to spend it with my mother in love, as I say.
Okay.
And that family. So it was amazing, man. Very restful, warm. I love it. You know, coming from Nebraska, I don't like the winter anymore, man. So 80 degrees on Christmas. That was beautiful, man. So it was fantastic.
I keep forgetting that I had that connection with him through my mother, who was born through McCook, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Where she was born.
Yes, sir.
So I have
yes,
that
sir.
With him and all of that. And listen, again, how do we want to do this, Sam?
Yeah.
Because we're like proud family members with
I'm
our chest
very
all
proud
poked
member.
Out here for this news.
Very proud of this man. We call him the sports rep because we know that he's, you know, in addition to being a minister, he's also enjoyed his work in covering sports.
He's a broadcaster.
Absolutely. And then, he's made this transition into broadcast, but now something else is about to happen. Gabriel, tell us what's happening with you starting tomorrow.
Yes. Well, so actually starting next Monday, but still it's on brand because these are my last couple of days of sports. But I am transitioning from being a weekend anchor sports reporter at WJBF News Channel 6 in Augusta to becoming the co-anchor of the Good Morning Augusta show on WJBF News Channel 6.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So my first day on, thank y'all so much. My first day on air in that role will be next Monday, January 5th. So I still got a couple of days left in sports. And there'll be some opportunities where I'll still contribute. Like, for instance, we have a sports podcast. I'll still be a co-host there weekly. And there may be other times where I'll dip my toe back in, Masters and other things like that. But it's pretty exciting, man. It'll be a change, but it'll be a welcome change, and I'm excited about it.
Look at him. He'll be coming on in the morning. Good morning, Augusta. And Gabriel Stovall. Here, we're going to send you out to our correspondent, Biff Johnson at the Stuckey's on James Brown Avenue.
There you go.
No, folks.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Well,
folks, we're pleased to be joined this morning by Gabriel Stovall. He is social. You can always find him at Gabriel C. Stovall at Gabriel C. Stovall. You got to shift gears. Are you up to doing this kind of shifting gears and being, well, I mean, that's.
There's nothing wrong with him.
No, I didn't say anything's wrong with him.
He's looking forward to this, right, Gabriel?
I'm gonna tell you something. Yes, it's a shift. Yes, it's a challenge, but it's also definitely something I'm looking forward to. I'm gonna tell you really where it hit me was when I was perusing Match Preps, doing some other sports stuff. You know, Match Preps is the sports website. You get all your high school, all that stuff. So I'm perusing it, and I just got, for whatever reason, I saw my son's high school. I was looking for another team. I saw my son's high school, and so he's a freshman now. And I clicked on their basketball roster, and I saw my son's name on a Max Preps roster, and I got all the feels, and I was like, oh man, I've been chasing other parents' kids as a sports reporter all this time, and now this role gives me more time to watch my own son, not as a reporter, but as a dad and as a fan. And so that's the kind of stuff that, like, I'm gonna miss, you know, being in the mix of it, but given the opportunity to watch my son, he's in high school now, he's growing, like, that's priceless. So, like, there's so many reasons why I'm excited about this, but that's definitely one of the top ones, is just that morning shift kind of gives me some of those weekends and evenings back.
Can I give you one, too?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is my little present to you. When I first started doing casting, I got a call from the mayor's office in Augusta, who wanted to know what was going on. This is before you could say all 159 Georgia counties were camera ready. But Augusta was trying to catch up to what was going on with down in Savannah and down in Macon. My point is, you're going to be right there right now. There's a film office in the mayor's office there. And there's going to be a number of counties that you cover out there. You might as well bring your own little casting call, Gabriel, to that show. And I'm deputizing you to continue it there in Augusta, because I don't get many here in Atlanta that want you to go out to Augusta, but there are some shows that shoot part of it here and then shoot part of it in Augusta.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying,
I
want you to start this new job with a little nugget. You bringing something to the table. Because if there's nobody it out there, you might as well wrap your arms around it and be that person there.
Why not, man? You opening me up to new opportunities
yes,
and possibilities,
I am.
Man.
That's what I do.
I appreciate that. No doubt.
Gabe, are you going to be ready for this alarm clock, man? Because this alarm clock hits.
It hits hard, don't it? I mean, because, like, you know, our show, the Good Morning Augusta, is like 4:30 a.m., 5, 6, like basically from 4:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. I'm on air. Now, here's a fun fact about me. I actually am very much a morning person, so I'm going to have to get up about 2, 3 o'clock. Well, I'm going to have to actually be there about 2, 3 o'clock to prepare. I'm actually kind of up around that time anyway. So I'm just like, hey, I might as well go on and get to work. since I'm up anyway, man. I'm up 3 o'clock in the morning praying, thinking. So it'll be a change, but I think I'm ready for it, man. Like I said, I'm a natural morning person. So I don't think it'll be too much of a strain to get me out of bed in the morning.
The test will be the Monday after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, he had to stay up late at night and had to be there in the morning.
Oh,
yeah, that's the one we're going to check back with you on.
Yeah, you might want to do that. You definitely might want to do that because that you're talking about a 3-hour turnaround right there, man. So, but no, it's exciting. Man, there's so many amazing stories to tell in Augusta, in sports, beyond sports. And yeah, I feel blessed to be able to have the opportunity. And like I said, and still be able to kind of scratch the sports itch, you know, in some other ways. But yeah, this is awesome for me, and I'm grateful.
And also the senior pastor at James Paschal Missionary Baptist Church there in Covington. He's going to be able to continue to do the things that he's doing. We appreciate you spending some time with us and, man, wishing you all the best.
Yeah, we'll check back with you. We'll be back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I thank you guys always for everything that you've done and just giving me opportunities to talk with y'all. I love it, man. Thank y'all so much.
There he is. This is the Sports Rev, which he won't be called on the morning show. It will be Gabriel Stovall joining us this morning on Good Morning Augusta with Sam and Greg. Hey, listen, man, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Happy holidays, buddy, and congratulations.
Yes, for you as well.
All right, thank y'all, gentlemen.
Have a great one.
That is Gabriel Stovall right there. Kyle Sandy coming up next here. It is all about high school basketball, girls and boys, on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, we know what number two is. Levin Single. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the last couple rejoins have been theme songs from Noelle's favorite show, a couple of her favorite all-time shows is what we're doing this morning. The next couple will be from shows from Mr. Crenshaw and then a few from me. Of those two that we played, which one of those did you like better, Noelle? We came back with Facts of Life first, and then it was this one, Living Single.
See, they do two different things, Greg.
I know, but you know,
see,
still.
Facts of Life is like the pinnacle of those Alan Thicke 80s theme songs. Whereas the Living Single brings in something different to the landscape entirely. We ain't heard nothing like that before.
I get that. I'm just saying, of the shows, which one do you remember fondly of the two? I mean, realize
well, for me,
one of the different ages.
I was probably watching them both at the same time.
I'm sorry?
For me, I was probably watching them both at the same time.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Just curious. You know who's a big fan of both of those?
Who?
We're
going to
get back to that. Kyle Sandy. Oh yeah, he got
who was here?
Yeah, Kyle, you know, Sandy, I mean, boy, you know he's a Facts of Life fan.
I don't know about that.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, man.
You didn't expect that intro.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all who celebrate. Happy Festivus. How are you guys doing?
We are doing fine, and it looks as though you took what I said to heart. Last time, remember Simon? I was talking about this is a perfect time for him to dress those kids up and get one of those pictures.
And he posted it. He posted it on. You follow him on social.
I think he gave me a bit of a snarl when I said it.
Yeah,
but yet, lo and behold, there is a picture of you, your wife, and babies dressed like.
I mean,
it's a Norman Rockwell Christmas morning.
It really is, man. That is outstanding, dude. Great picture. Great photo.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Tons of photos. I'm running out of memory on my cell phone with and the iCloud with all the photos we take now. Like, I got to get some, like, terabytes of space or whatever it is because this phone is filling up quick with all the beautiful photos we get to take. And, gosh, they're not even, what, they're just over 4 months old now. I got hopefully many, many years to go. That's a lot of photos. I don't know how you guys used to do it back in the day with the Polaroids.
The Polaroids.
The Kodiak, whatever, Kodak moments. I mean, gosh, that's a lot of photos.
Who was it, James Garner and Marion Hartley or something like that? Or
who's that?
I don't know. I should walk into traffic for knowing those names in that commercial anyway.
Right.
I remember James Garner was one of them. I thought they were married, but they weren't. Listen, we got the rankings here, man, as we send everybody to Sandy Spiel and find out what's going on. High school basketball, boys and girls, and starting things off.
Well, it's Christmas tournament time, and we got some tournaments still going on. I know last week we had some winners of the Deep South over at Brookwood. Mm-hmm. I have that one. I got the Grayson girls came on top of the Brookwood boys. What's happening with the Brookwood boys? Seems like they're having a good season.
Yeah, they're having a great year. I believe they won the Deep South Classic, their home tournament for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah.
So they're off to a great start. That was a team that last year, you know, really, really young, still fairly young, a lot of juniors this year, took their lumps a season ago. Not even sure if they won 10 games. So if you look at Brookwood now, what, they're sitting at about 11-4.
10-4. I'm looking at your page. 10-4.
Yep. Moving on to the next calendar year, they're off to a great start in the top 10. Side Knight, a very key piece in the backcourt, Cam Knight as well.
Yep.
Doing a great job. Coach Corey Kaysen's really got the Broncos going off on a great job so far.
Lanierland, that's always a big one up there. I think the Gainesville boys are still undefeated, and I think with Cherokee Bluff girls, I think one up there, right?
That is correct. Cherokee Bluff girls finally captured that. I believe it was their first title after they lost against Chesty last year in that Lanierland final. Went on to win the state championship, of course, last season, and now Cherokee Bluff with a big target on their back is able to win that huge hometown championship in Lanierland. And then you're right, Gainesville undefeated. They're rolling, probably the tallest team in the state with a 7 foot, 6'8", 6'8" front line. Just a lot of talent has been accumulated over there, and they are really putting all the pieces together, and they're off to a great start, undefeated, like you mentioned.
But here's what I want to know, and again, Kyle Sandy joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You talked about the guys who are leading the 5A. I'm looking at the 6A here. Now, explain to us laymen here how a Wheeler team that's got one loss, you've got ranked ahead of an undefeated Grayson team.
Great question. Wheeler, their losses so far, and they lost another one too. I believe they might have lost two games at City of Palms. I know at least they lost that one game to Principia, I believe Missouri. But Wheeler, their only losses have come on a national schedule against nationally ranked opponents. Wheeler has not lost yet in the state of Georgia. Grayson, of course, obviously off to a fantastic start as well, but comparatively speaking to Wheeler, they haven't played quite as juggernaut of a schedule as Wheeler has. So when I do these rankings, you know, not all records are created equally. Obviously, at the tippy top of Class 6A, these are all great teams, and most of them are playing a national schedule. But especially when you get to like the smaller classifications, you might see a 10-0 team compared to a 6-3 team, and you would see that 6-3 team maybe ranked ahead of the 10-0 team. But it really comes down to strength of schedule, and even if your intimate knowledge is great enough to kind of know, like, okay, I know this team has, you know, 3 Division I players, and this other team might not have as much individual talent. Now, to say that is to say, you know, individual talent doesn't necessarily mean that you're always going to be better. Games aren't won on paper, but strength of schedule, just kind of knowing what's on the roster. I take all of those determining factors into account when doing these state rankings.
I'm glad you explained that, Sam, because yeah. I was really going to ask him about this, because he's talking about 3 lost teams. You got Hillgrove, you got Pembrook, and you got Cherokee with 3 losses. You got Berkmeyer with 4, and they're all ahead of a 10-1 Decula team.
Mm-hmm.
So as he breaks this down, it's like, you know, strength of schedule, which is something
power ranking.
Yeah.
That's what
okay.
we got. That's
well,
what we got,
just
folks.
Check it out.
Yeah, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline is one with Cal Sandy. Always great to spend some time with him. And he is social. You can find him at CalSandy355 at CalSandy355. All right, we got some tournaments we're right in the middle of right now. I think there's one at Campbell right now. And then there's one, obviously, at Marietta, the Lemon Street. It's got teams from all over the state. I think Greg's favorite folks, Tiff County, are coming to play
Why
in this league.
You keep saying it like
because
that.
Because you love the
no,
folks.
No, I don't know.
You love the folks down in Tiff County.
Wonderful people.
We got Houston County. We got Peach County, the Fighting Randy McMichaels. All these folks are coming over to play at Lemon Street. Are you going to get a chance to get by there? I'm going to try to get over there Tuesday.
Lemon Street, always a great event. This year, again, with the Twins, I'm in the gym at all times. We're hosting the Jaxco Holiday Hoop Fest over here at Jackson County High School. So I'm going to be on media and father duty at all times at Jackson County High School.
Yes, you will.
So
yes,
yes, I know. I'll be over there bouncing between dirty diapers and basketball. Watching games over there, providing some media. But, no, you're right. Lemon Street Classic, if you're in that Cobb County area, Cherokee County area, hop on over to Marietta. They've done a great job. This is, what, maybe like year 5 or 6. It feels like it's been flying by ever since Marcus Hood and company have taken over the job over there. They built up a great event as the Lemon Street Classic. And like you mentioned, they really get teams from all over to come on down to Marietta and really put on the show for fans.
You know, we got 2 dudes, regular parts of our show, both of them dealing with infants / young babies.
Mm-hmm.
Between
mm-hmm.
him and Terrell.
Oh, yeah, now.
I mean, really. Yeah. We get some babysitters between Selah and Mello for these guys when they go out. Have you ever met Terrell in your movements?
I don't believe so. I do not believe so.
We got to put you guys together. I mean, he works pro. You do the high school level, but it's all the same game. And I was thinking about that. You know, the work ethic between these guys.
There's one other thing. Tell us, before we let you go, this thing that she got game out at Lake Point next week. What exactly is that?
Yeah, that's always a really big one. She got game. They have tournaments pretty much all throughout the nation. They'll have a stop at, like, D.C. They'll have a couple other stops and coming to Atlanta. I know Lake Point's not necessarily Atlanta, but still. She got game. That's just a rotating tournament, multiple weekends throughout the high school season, where it's essentially a national tournament. And one of the host spots being in Georgia this year, as it's been the past couple years, big time girls basketball will be in attendance for that. You'll have teams from, again, across the nation going up against one another. So she got game. That's a really reputable brand. Always really good to have them in the state of Georgia, and for these teams from the state of Georgia to see out-of-state competition coming into the Peach to play against one another. So that'll be a really good event if you're a big fan of girls basketball and you want to see some teams not only from the Southeast and Georgia, but from all across the country. She got games, a really good one to attend.
All right.
Great pictures, man. Again, a special holiday for you. Yeah, empty the camera out or put some over here on the side there.
Seriously.
But you know, just like I said, great pictures.
Great
and,
stuff.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations on the first Christmas with the twins.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. It was a great one.
There you go. Kyle, right. Sandy joining us. He will be back. Check out Sandy Spiel at your earliest convenience. SandySpiel.com.
Yeah.
Got to get that right.
He's got everything you need there.
There you go. All right. Coming up next, I'm going to let you know about some money flying through the air or another job opportunity that you might want to consider looking into if you don't like your drive or your boss or anything else about it, maybe even paycheck. Whatever it is, we're going to let you know about it in a casting call. Plus, I have got I'm looking forward to Mr. Crenshaw's song. See, we've been doing this throughout the show. We had a couple from Noelle, two theme songs from her favorite shows. Now Sam is up next. What will they be? Tune in next. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 28th day of December. And Mr. Crenshaw is remembering Welcome Back, Kotter with this theme. This morning, we're just kind of giving you guys a couple theme songs from our favorite shows as we end this year. A little theme thing here. It took Travolta a minute to get past Vinnie Barbarino.
It did, but once he did.
But that's all because, well, the first movie that got him out, obviously, Saturday Night Fever. All right, then he went back to the show. And that's, you know, the haircut was just... Anyway, so he goes back to the show, but then after that, when he left the show, it took him a minute to get traction in his career, and he kind of was like, oh, well, yeah, I remember John Travolta. Yeah. And then Quentin Tarantino comes around and saves him.
Yep.
But none of them other dudes popped. The Sweat Hogs, that is.
Yeah, the Sweat Hogs.
But you know what came from that show? That show didn't
have to... We had to look who's talking.
Pardon?
You had to look who's talking.
You talking about the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that came after, what you call it? Or was that before?
Before.
But that wasn't Pulp Fiction like.
No, but Look Who's Talking was good.
It was all right, but yeah. Bruce Willis was really kind of the star of that.
Well, the voice of Bruce Willis.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Right.
But you know what came from Welcome Back, Kotter that didn't happen before? By the way, this is a segment we do show business stuff. Gabriel Kaplan, mm-hmm. I think, was the first TV star to not take a check at the end of the run and said, No, I'll wait and do residuals and take mine from the reruns.
Okay.
And you never saw that show. Right? After it aired, you rarely saw Welcome Back.
You rarely see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of those people on the show did the same thing.
Yes,
now
true.
You can say it didn't hold up because high school shows sometimes do some. Most of the times they don't because the actors get old and all that. But, yeah. Gabriel.
Now, Greg, not to cut you off, I have to clean up something.
Please. Yeah, this is what I like when I
so
clean up.
This was a producer mistake. I was not watching the clock. Yeah. So this is actually one of my theme songs, but I was supposed to be playing this.
Oh, that was yours?
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing this.
Oh, well, I'll take them both.
Agreed. Take it to church.
Okay.
Church.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think everybody knows who sang that song and where that singer came from, where they saw them?
I don't think so.
You really?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
For the folks who don't know, the singer of this song is Janet Dubois.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Played Winona, uh-huh. Wilona on Good Times, the neighbor who just walked in.
Yeah.
And she said that's the singer of this song for the Jeffersons.
Yep.
And in a related story, I saw her on an episode of Sanford and Son. It was a rerun.
Yeah.
They reran.
Right.
She was trying to be Fred Sanford's girlfriend.
Oh, she was giving him down the
and
river.
She
though.
Told him something about
yeah,
the tape.
Right.
Don't you, Fred, not we're gonna talk about this later. No, we're gonna talk about this now. No, I said we're gonna talk about this
yeah,
later.
Yeah, right,
and
right.
That was the end of that.
That was
right.
That just went down.
And
here,
that
right.
finger well, you don't tell me what I'm talking about. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Classic.
There you go.
Classic stuff.
Listen, let's send these guys to 929thegame.com/castingcall or get cast with Greg, which you will see it's not a list this week. It's a casting call that I do during the holidays, once or twice a year, where we just point you toward the links, that can help you out if you want to get a job behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to check out the Extras Casting Director's holiday posts, because a lot of them are doing things that are off the beaten path. We talked to Gabriel Stovall earlier. They might have a commercial that's being shot in Augusta. During the holidays, it gets fairly slow. Mm-hmm. Some projects will be back up and running. I'm shooting something the second week in January. So they will be back up and running, but there are some that don't follow a clock. They just got to, you know, they have the sound stage for so long, or they have this area for so long to shoot. So there's stuff going on right now. So again, go to the Extras Casting Director's social media pages, and you'll see how you can just submit yourself and get in their database. Got the Georgia Department Labor link, where you have to have that certificate. If you are a minor and you want to get on set, takes just a day or so to get that thing sent to you. And a couple voiceover connections.
Okay.
Bill Seller still there, and Heidi and Mike over at Atlanta Voiceover Studio will help you out. Got classes, workshops, things like that. They'll take you from soup to nuts as far as putting a demo together.
Okay.
If that's what you need. And two different styles, two different types to help you out with that. So that is all there. If you got any questions about any of this stuff, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com.
And you hear those people always, and you hear a voice, and you wonder if they've thought about doing something with their voice. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk to people all the time, and I always say, you ever thought about, you know, because some people have it, and they have this gift and this talent that is there, and whether they choose to cultivate it or not, you know, that's the thing.
You got to want it now, though.
Oh, yeah.
No, true. I mean, you had to want it before, but now you really have to want it because you're dealing with AI.
You're right.
So let's put that out there, all right? And there are people in this industry who are worried about that. That was what part of the strike was about a couple years ago. And so whether it's in front of the camera or liking a voice and borrowing it. See, here's the problem. Technology is going at a pace that the laws that would dictate what happens, they're not there yet.
Light years behind.
And so things are being done in this world. It's like the Wild West. So enter in at your own risk. Understand what's going on with AI. It's helping us in a lot of ways. It's also there if some people want to, you know, just cut some corners. You know what I was going to ask you if you've seen?
Yep.
You seen this Charlie Sheen documentary? You
heard about it, but have not seen it.
You need to check it out.
It's pretty good.
You need to check it out. There's some good stories in there because obviously this dude has been connected with the sports world. They talk about him coming up playing baseball. He's been a part of two of the best baseball movies, period, in Eight Men Out and Major League. Talked about getting those roles. Talked about Wesley Snipes. And this is one of those people that you wished would tell those stories that you know he was a part of. And because of what he's been through, he's now telling them.
Right.
And it's a good listen. It really is. It's a good listen. And he's naming names. He said, well, I went through this with this person, went through that with that person. And you got to remember where Charlie Sheen is right now in 2025, health-wise and everything else. So it's, you know, interesting. Like I said, the stories about him and his brother. Him and Emilio didn't get along for the longest time. Talks about throwing a sandwich at him.
You got to wonder what that was like, you know, growing up with that around him, and their father.
Their father. Talks about the decision to change his name to his father. Because his father's Estevez, right? He changed it in the 50s or 60s when he came up, and somebody in New York went, you know, you're not going to get much work with that ethnic name there. And so he changed it to Sheen. Over, do you remember that Bishop Sheen, who did the TV show?
That's where
he got the name from.
Right.
And he had an agent named Martin. So Charlie Sheen tells this story about how his father chose his name. This happened, it's laced throughout show business and in music too. We talk about the famous story with David Bowie. David Bowie's real name is David Jones. But yet, when he was popping and wanted to get signed, they said, there's this guy with this TV on this TV show in the Monkees named Davy Jones.
Yeah.
So
you don't want to do that.
Played this morning.
Pardon?
That Monkees theme song almost got played this morning.
It still might. You never know. But anyway, you hear these stories all the time. Why is brother and sister Warren Beatty and Shirley MacLaine have different names?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So like I said, that's all part of it. So check out the Charlie Sheen doc if you get a chance. Here's the other one.
Yeah. We got Nicolas Cage.
We're going to have – there you go.
Nicolas. Right.
So my question to you is this. You know whose birthday it is today?
Who?
It is birthday. John Legend.
John Legend.
John Legend is 47 today.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I ask you this because you know what notoriety John Legend holds, beside being the most patient man in the world.
Why you say he's the most patient?
Never mind. He is an EGOT winner. Uh-huh. Now, do you know what an EGOT winner is?
Not sure.
EGOT is a person who has won an Emmy, an Oscar, a Tony, and a Grammy.
Whoa.
Or actually, I should do it like an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Okay.
There have been...
How many?
20 EGOT winners.
Really?
Yeah. Believe it or not. See, we all think about the, you know, the ones that do pop music or popular shows, but there's some folks who, you know, got, made their noise in the theater side and the music side that we may not know about. But anyway, the first person to get an EGOT was Richard Rodgers, as in Rodgers and Hammerstein, right?
Right? Okay,
right. So you got people like Helen Hayes. The most famous one that I knew of, and the first one was Rita Moreno.
Okay.
All right. That was one of the most first. Noah's giving me the two thumbs up on that one. But Sir John Gielgud, author, if I begin to die, please take this off my head.
Right, right.
So I was wondering if you could name any other EGOT winners. Audrey Hepburn is one. Marvin Hamlisch is one. One of my favorite directors of all time, and yours too, and just one of the flat-out funniest people ever, is an EGOT winner.
Okay.
Kind of old right now. He's still with us. Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks
is one.
All right.
There's a couple sisters.
Okay.
That have them. The first one was very famous when she got it. Whoopi. Whoopi is an EGOT winner. She was the first black woman to be that.
Okay.
The second, Jennifer Hudson. She's an EGOT winner.
Wow.
When you think about it, I mean, come on
now. You think about where else she's been, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Whoopi Goldberg got
it. You have to put it in rewind.
All right. Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice. The other name that I'm surprised you didn't mention, there's two others of note. Viola Davis.
Okay.
She got it. And Elton John. He won an Emmy in 2024.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know what. But anyway, there you go. So EGOT winners. Now, there were a couple that were given, most experts focus on competitive awards through some legends like Barbara Streisand and Liza Minnelli, who got honorary ones.
Okay.
All right. Now.
Because I would think somebody like Streisand would have
Yeah, you
one.
Would think.
Right.
Here's the thing, though. There's a person.
Streisand hasn't done enough TV. That's the problem.
That's right.
Okay. Okay.
But the person who coined the phrase that we now use, there's the person who actually is credited with coming up calling it EGOT. I would never, ever, ever have gotten this. But he's a very famous person. And since you live in the 80s, you can probably guess, if you had to guess, who it is. Tubbs, as in Tubbs and Crockett. Philip Michael Thomas coined the phrase. And he is one who's getting credit.
Shout out to Sparkle.
For coining the phrase EGOT. Philip Michael Thomas.
Really?
There you go. Insignificant information, but all this stuff all under the showbiz umbrella. The Chipmunk song was released today. It made it to number one. I mean, not really today. It hit number one today.
Hit number one.
Now, can you name the Chipmunk, Sam?
Man. Alvin and Theodore.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting the other ones.
No, there's only one more. Dave, if you want to count Dave, he's kind of like Wilbur.
Yeah. He's a voice.
Simon.
Simon. Okay.
How do you forget Simon?
Okay, forgot Simon.
So that happened on this day. Birthdays go out to, speaking of people who just entertained us forever, Stan Lee.
Okay.
The head of the Marvel Universe there.
Yeah.
71 years old today, considered probably the greatest living actor. There will be people who debate that, but it's like food and music. You know, it's all really how you chew it up there, but Denzel is 71 years old today.
Okay.
71. Hockey fans out there, I got a couple for you. Ray Bourque and Rob Niedermeyer celebrating the birthday today. Seth
Myers.
Just
a couple of great ones.
Yeah. And for you, Sam, James Blake.
James Blake.
I know he was this old, though. He's 47 years old.
47.
46.
He's running the Miami tournament these
days.
And
bringing it back to sports as we get out of here, today was the day of the first Hail Mary. Roger Staubach to Drew Pearson in a game where the Cowboys beat Minnesota. And afterwards, I think it was Roger Staubach, you know, hey, with that pass you did, I just threw up a Hail Mary, and it became what it became. But today was the day.
I think I'm the only kid that have heard that story from the other side.
Which means,
yeah, because he's a Vikings.
Oh, that's right.
The Vikings fan.
Yeah, that's right. You grew up there.
As soon as you said it, I was
fan.
Like, oh, that was
yeah.
against Minnesota.
Yes, it was. Yes.
It happened, yeah, on this date. And so there you go. Now, coming up, we're heading into the 8 o'clock. We're going to hear a song from Mr. Crenshaw again, and I got a couple for you as far as your favorite shows. But Charles Arbuckle is going to join us, 8:20. We're going to talk some college football with him, obviously bowl matchups and all of that. But this man's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on up in Noel's favorite city, Charlotte.
Find out what's the
and
deal
find
with
out
him, right?
What his thoughts are on. Everybody, there's two people who sports fans, especially NFL fans, owe an apology to. Two people.
Two.
One is Bryce Young.
Okay.
The way he was talked about and chewed up and told he needed to go do something else. And the other is Mike Tomlin. Because Steelers got the division.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody was pushing him out and telling him he should get ready for his Andy Reid moment and go someplace else. And he's giving everybody the you-know-what today.
Oh, yeah, he is.
So we apologize to both of those.
Good for him.
Moving into the 8 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning sports radio, 92.9 The Game.
Bryce Young, I do not apologize to you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.